Weather look at Radio On The Go Sports for a Friday morning. I'm DeWayne Carson's reporting. We start with some national sports where the 49ers, without Brock Purdy, win 26-23, that is, over the Rams last night in the Thursday night NFL game. Let's switch over to Major League Baseball in the playoffs last night. Some teams moving on. The Yankees win their series against the Red Sox. They send the Beaners packing. 4-0, Yankees win that wild card series in 2-1. The Cubs move on. Cubs win 3-1 over the Padres. So they win that series 2-1. And the Detroit Tigers are moving on over the Guardians 6-3 last night in the AL, the other AL wild card game. High school sports from last night. It was volleyball. Clarion Goldfield Dows was swept by 6th-rated Humboldt. And Clear Lake sweeps Hampton Dumont Cal in 3 straight. Webster City in 5 sets, that is, wins the match over Iowa Falls Alden 3-2. Some cross country yesterday at down at Maine's Grove. Hampton Dumont Cal hosting the big bulldog meet. And it was Osage, the girls' team champion. BKCGD's sharing program was 2nd. Hampton Dumont Cal finished 5th. And West Fork was 6th. Individually, Lila Swenson of BKCGD was 3rd in 22 minutes 20 seconds. Mackenzie Valley of Hampton Dumont Cal was 5th in 23:02, and Evie Heitzhusen of West Fork was 6th. On the boys' side, Webster City was the team champion, had a very outstanding score of 27. West Fork was 2nd with 52. Hampton Dumont Cal boys were 4th, and BKCGD was 6th. Individually, the only area runner in the top 10 was Caden Graff of West Fork, and ran 6th place in 19 minutes 24 seconds. Of course, also last night, was some high school football. Quarterback Nathan Moon was nearly unstoppable on the ground in Clarksville's 76-14 win over Belle Plaine, is aired on 104.9 KLMJ and Radio On The Go's YouTube channel as well last night. John Mowinkle has more.
Putting together many short drives, the Indians found success on nearly every offensive play call. After a busy first quarter where Moon scored the first of 6 touchdowns, Clarksville led 38-6 to set the tone.
It's Moon, a QB keeper. Great blocking up front, and Moon able to make a couple guys miss, take it almost untouched into the end zone for the Clarksville touchdown. They extend their lead to 36-6, the 4th touchdown run of the game by Nathan Moon, and it is still the first quarter.
With 10 carries for 147 yards, 60% of his rushes went for scores with a long of 43. The Indians also got touchdown runs by Kyvan Keelman and Noah Moon, along with a fumble recovery in the end zone by Noah Sturkin. Head coach Darren Bolin.
I think this is about as a complete game that we've played all year. So that short week obviously wasn't a factor, and our kids came out ready to play. We hang our hat on the power, and you know, last year against Belle Plaine, they did some things to us to stop the power, and we were kind of expecting that same thing this year, and they kind of tried to do it, and you know, our offensive line just moved people, and Caven just kicked out the end. Did a great job of opening holes, and you know, obviously Nathan's benefits from all that.
In their next action, the Indians will take on 3rd-rated Gladbrook Rhinebeck in Week 7. That should be a good one in 8-man football. Turning to Friday Night Football, what's going on tonight? The Hampton Dumont Cal football team takes their team on the road, and that will be the final regularly scheduled road trip of the regular season as they take on the Denver Cyclones tonight at Denver. The game airs on 104.9 KLMJ. Hampton Dumont Cal is 2-3 overall, 1-1 in their district after a 63-19 victory at Olwine last week. The Bulldogs defense held the Huskies to 6 points over the final 3 quarters, and will look to play with that same intensity this week. The Bulldogs rushed for 312 yards, passed for 199 for a memorable scoring night. Jacob Mailer rushed for 134 and 4 touchdowns to lead the team. HD Cal head coach Cole Miller.
When they're in their run game, we have to know who our option responsibilities are, and if they try to deceive us with a play action pass, then our DBs can't fall asleep. They have to have eyes on the people that they're supposed to and run with those guys and take away the passing lanes. And offensively, it's going to be just like it was last week. Control the ball, spread the ball around, make sure that we're making the most of our opportunities when we get down in the red zone. And, you know, we got to score points when we get down there.
Denver is also 2-3 overall, but 0-2 in the district, losing two straight, including a loss 21-6 to a very good Dyke-New Hartford team last week. The Cyclones have struggled to put points on the board in the last 2 weeks, scoring 14 points or less. Jackson Yeager has provided dual threat abilities to lead the team with 423 passing yards and 273 rushing and 9 touchdowns. The Cyclones' defense has allowed 21 points to their last two opponents. This will be the first meeting between the teams since 2013. The Bulldogs won the last meeting back then, 21-0. Pregame coverage of HD Cal football at Denver, 6:15 with the pregame warm-up show, followed by kickoff at 7 p.m. in Denver. Well, we have a rated top five matchup in the state. Two rated teams, both from our area, as the number two Grundy Center football team puts a 44-game winning streak on the line when they host number four South Hardin in a battle of undefeated teams. Each team has won all of its games by multiple scores, with neither team giving up more than 10 points or 16 points, that is, to any opponent. Grundy Center head coach Travis Zajac hopes his Spartans can gain an advantage in the trenches.
Our offensive line continues to trend upward. You know, we had make some adjustments this last week based upon some Clarion's personnel, and I thought that we did a really good job of handling that kind of from a scheme and communication standpoint. And it's taking those lessons and, you know, again, taking another step forward this week and trying to exert your will a little bit off when you do possess the ball. We want to be able to run up, and then we got to protect effectively and know that Judd's going to put the ball where it needs to go, and our kids are going to catch it and protect it and, you know, like I said, sustain drives. So we're multifaceted. We've got a lot of weapons. But like I said, ultimately, it kind of starts and ends with the play on the line of scrimmage.
Spartan quarterback Judd Dravosky and Tiger quarterback Peyton Welch have each made a name for themselves in Class 1A, being named many Player of the Year watch list. And South Hardin coach Nick Eller says he feels skill position players match up well with Grundy Center, and the Tigers will need to eliminate some mistakes made when the teams met compared to when they met last year.
We've got a lot of weapons. They do too, but I think we got just as many, and we've got to use them all. There's no doubt. It can't just be, you know, Sam Benson show. It can't just be a Cam Adams show. It's got to be by committee and everyone chipping in and keeping their defense honest and keeping their defense, you know, kind of evened out where they can't just focus on one guy or roll over on top of one guy. So nothing surprising there, but we've got to, you know, keep playing like we have been, where we're using everybody, getting everybody the ball, just play our style of football. That's really what it's going to come down to. It'll all the things that went on in last year's game, it really just comes down to your basics of who blocks and tackles the best. And that would have been a huge difference for us last year in the game if we'd have done those two things better.
And it is Grundy Center homecoming tonight, hosting again number four South Hardin. A great matchup. The winner gains sole possession of first place in their district in Class 1A. The kickoff at 7 o'clock there. Coming off their first district win, Applington Parkersburg's football team will travel to Jessup tonight with a chance to increase their momentum. That game will air on the Radio on the Go YouTube channel. The Falcons are 2-3, 1-1 in the district, coming off last week's 48-7 win over Sumner Fredericksburg, where they built a large lead early and played turnover-free football. Head coach Jeff Pickness says the Falcons have continued to work on being disciplined, with the cleanest games being evident by the scores so far.
We had a really good game against Gardner where we didn't fumble at all. Then we came back the next week, we fumbled three times again, then last week it fumbled also. Just creating consistency, understanding the importance of finishing plays the right way and keeping the ball in your hands. Obviously, as everybody knows, turnovers often decide the most games, and it definitely has in our case. So kind of putting that out there and showing them how much of an impact it's made on us and how many things we've lost out on because we can't control the ball or take care of it. Hoping the kids take that personal as we work on that stuff.
And Jessup is 0-5. They haven't been able to contend with their opponents so far, having lost each game by multiple scores. They mix their offense through the run game most frequently. An AP senior on the Falcons side, Braden Hartberger, leads the district with 3 interceptions and could wreak some havoc on Jessup's pass attempts. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:15, followed by kickoff at 7 o'clock. Applington Parkersburg again on our Radio on the Go YouTube video channel. And the Iowa Falls Alden football team opened district play last week with a 48-14 loss to West Delaware at home. The Cadets are 2-3. They fell behind early, but pulled within 10 points in the first half before struggling to keep pace the rest of the game. And this week, the Cadets will travel to Charles City to face the Comets. Despite the setback last week, Coach Walkingstick says his Cadets of IFA remain resilient and determined as district play continues.
We just keep going back and going to the drawing board, and we're going to do that. We're going to keep our composure, and we're going to keep working hard. And, you know, each week we're going to battle. It doesn't matter who it is. We're going to play our best, and we're going to try our hardest. And, you know, we're going to keep coming back at you. So proud of our guys this week, and we got to keep coming back and getting ready for a tough district, but that's part of it.
Charles City is 3-2 and dropped dropped their Class 3A district opener last week, falling to Benton 41-7. The Bobcats took control early and held the Comets scoreless until the third quarter. Both the IFA and Charles City will be looking for their first district win tonight. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. And again, that will be going on at Charles City tonight. Let's take a look at some other games in week number 6 of Friday Night Football. Lake Mills at GWSR and Ackley this evening. Also, West Fork hosting Belmont Clemmy, with two area teams going head-to-head in Sheffield this evening. Clarion Goldfield Dows trying to bounce back with a game home against rival Eagle Grove. Dighton Hartford goes on the road to Roland Story near the carousel down there at Story City. Also tonight, North Butler is at Clayton Ridge. Like to go along with those other featured games that we mentioned just a little bit ago. Of course, don't forget our Dale Howard Sports Overdrive tonight. Sean Dietz starts it up at 10 o'clock. That's also featured not only on the radio, but on our Radio on the Go YouTube channel. You can watch it as well as listen. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. You have a fabulous Friday.